From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. politicians react to the California shootings. Politicians today reacted to the shootings in the state of California as the investigation continues. This is Senator Chuck Schumer. He's a Democrat who represents the state of New York.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and families. But as Senator Murphy pointed out yesterday, our thoughts and prayers are not even close to enough. The time for prayers, thoughts, and sympathies is now, but is also a time to act.
Senator Ted Cruz is a Republican from Texas who's also running for his party's nomination for the presidency.
The details of what happened in San Bernardino are still unclear. But our prayers are with the families of those who were murdered, of those who were shot. And all of us are deeply concerned that this is yet another manifestation of terrorism.
The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party on Wednesday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training center where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. One of the cafes targeted in last month's terrorism rampage in Paris, however, reopens today. Five people were killed at Café Bonne Bière in the French capital during the November 13 attacks that killed 130 people across Paris. Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for the attacks. Bonne Bière is the first of the bars targeted in the attacks to reopen. This is VOA News. Egyptian officials say 12 people were killed and another five wounded early Friday after a Molotov cocktail attack on a nightclub in the capital of Cairo. A motive has not been determined for the firebomb attack, which occurred in the Aguza neighborhood. An official told the Reuters news agency that the attacker was an employee who was recently fired. Western powers are urging the UN Security Council to hold a fresh meeting on human rights abuses in North Korea, which is accused of carrying out some of the world's worst atrocities. The U.S. and eight of its allies requested the meeting, according to a statement issued late Thursday by a spokesperson for Washington's mission to the UN. The Security Council last year added the issue of North Korean human rights to its agenda over the objections of permanent members China and Russia. North Korea denies carrying out human rights abuses, but a UN Commission of Inquiry report last year detailed wide-ranging abuses in North Korea, including prison camps, systematic torture, starvation, and killings comparable to Nazi-era atrocities. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. According to British defense officials, Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, striking targets in Syria and then returning safely to the base. The defense ministry later said the bombs targeted the ISIS-controlled Omar oil fields, but did not provide details of the strike's results. The corruption scandal involving football's world governing body, FIFA, has widened. On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department named 16 additional FIFA officials indicted for racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies and corruption. The latest indictments bring the total number of individuals and entities charged to 41. A number of Israeli members of a Jewish extremist group have been arrested in connection with an arson attack last summer on a Palestinian home in the West Bank. Three people, including a toddler, were killed in the incident. A four-year-old boy was hurt in the attack but survived. The Israeli Internal Security Agency Shin Bet said Thursday that it had arrested an unspecified number of youths belonging to what it called a Jewish terrorist organization. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told a group of European foreign ministers that Russia and Ukraine must work to end tensions and restore the ceasefire in Ukraine. Mr. Kerry spoke Thursday at the annual Ministerial Council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.